Teaching subjects that trigger strong emotions and political divides is challenging. In the South, some of those fault lines, racial, religious, and otherwise, are tied to history. This week, the Southern Education Desk explores how teachers tackle tough topics. WBHM's Dan Carson starts with an overview of some of the challenges and the ways around them. Please note, this report contains language some might find offensive.
You're about to hear University of Alabama students in a video reacting to racial incidents there and elsewhere.
It's feeling and knowing that people have the convenience of ignoring the complexity of your identities. And oddly enough, the moment in which you don't feel quite invisible is when the group of fraternity guys drives by in their truck on a Saturday night yelling, "Roll Tide, nigger."
That's Student Government Association President Elliot Spillers. Senior Amanda Bennett says she spent college in a pro-Confederacy environment.
I go to class in buildings that are named after white supremacists, eugenicists, and slave owners.
Now let's be honest, hearing that puts some people on the defensive, and many others are at least surprised. Why? How did we get here? I ask historian, educator, and author Robert Corley if the relevant history is being taught well.
Well, no.
On the same question, Birmingham 8th grade social studies teacher John Mark Edwards.
There's a lot that's not talked about, not discussed. Sometimes administrators are interested more in status quo or easy, or in my opinion, there's a push in our culture to be politically correct at the expense of talking through really tough issues.
Another history hurdle, the dominant group's view has been around a long time, but other sides of the story have only recently been expressed and studied. And says Corley,
public education, the way it was structured in this country, was designed in part to not only educate students about skills that they needed, but it was also designed to indoctrinate citizens.
He says textbooks mainly include virtuous white men doing things on certain dates, and that the materials often taught not by historians, but by people who learn that brand of history. Combine that with teachers running out of time before key units.
If you do go to college, then you begin to get a little bit richer and more complicated view of the past, and it's oftentimes shocking to people. You're going to hear about topics like slavery, the removal of Indian tribes, an enormous amount of violence in the American past.
But since not everyone goes to college, teachers like John Mark Edwards are even more important.
And you did not make it up today.
He studied resistance to school integration in Birmingham for his master's in history. He's also nationally certified, won teaching awards, and he coaches, so he's earned some leeway. And his subject isn't standardized tested.
I've had a lot of freedom to veer off track, to challenge students. You can dive deep and really it can be applied to today.
His student Israel Mason says she appreciates the approach.
It helps to know where you came from and know what process that people went through to get you where you are so that you don't repeat the mistakes that they made and you can repeat the good things that they did.
And for her, that history is about as real and personal as it could be.
I come from a biracial family before, like when segregation was around, I wouldn't be here. It wouldn't be legal.
She's making those connections literally inside history at Birmingham's Phillips Academy, where people were beaten and stabbed trying to enroll black students not even 60 years ago, a chapter some students are never taught. For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Dan Carson.
This week we'll have much more on teachers tackling tough topics, including tomorrow's report on teaching Islam in Tennessee. The series is supported by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You can learn more at southerneddesk.org.